Zeus hätte so ein Kuppel sein. Okay, so the subject here is our Roa Dama Tashmish. In the previous sim, we talked about the Dikas before and after Tashmish. But here is a situation where there was a Dika and revealed that there was Dama Tashmish. The Gemara says on Saman Hay and Days, the first source, here neither. Tara Bama Roa Dama Tashmish. And Rashi is quick to point out, we're talking about Roa Dam, not a Mesula, it's not the first time of intercourse, and therefore it's other type of bleeding, but the Dam leaders, Torah Dam leaders. So the Gemara says, Mishamesha, this happened, okay, she saw Dam, okay, Mishamesha is Pam Mishoma Ushriya Ushlishas. She may have continued to have relations, one time, two times, three times with this man. The assumption being that it was a fluke, doesn't mean that now the next time I have Tashmish again, I'm going to have that experience of period. But Mikan Ra'elah, but after that, Lota Shamish, meaning if she continues to see, if she continues to see Dam each time. Right? The Mikan Ra'elah, Lota Shamish, she continues to see Dam, Ajit is garish, but Tinos Elahim. She have to leave this man, go to divorce this man, she marries somebody else. This continues in some above and base. Rashi explained briefly, we'll talk about this subsequently in the third source. In other words, not every, as well as the Lashon Sagenor, right? To me, not every male organ is the same, not every person is the same, not every emotion is the same. And therefore, if she has the chazokah is three times with this man, right? And something, when they really have a relationship, generates bleeding, or triggers off the period. But that doesn't mean it's going to be like that with a different man. Not everybody's the same. So Kalei 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 Shavos. Maybe it's something the way he penetrates this man somehow. So that's already three times. That's a problem. But if it's happened with only this one man, okay, sure, I have to divorce him. They can't live together because the assumption is every time she's going to have a relationship, she's going to come and need it. So they can't have a normal married life. So you go to somebody else. Continues the Gemara in the second one. It's not Bob Nala. Nisa is Lahafir back in one. Mises Lacher, so she married a second guy, a writer, we're also Dalmach Mesnacher. Same thing happened. Mishamesh is Pam Rishono Shneo Shlishis, three times. The Kabra Elech, after that, again, she's assuming she can sort down each time, so that she can't condemn this guy either. Hachit is Gai Shuti Lassi Lacher. She'll marry a third fellow. Could be there was a problem too. You don't have a Chazoki yet. However, Mises Lacher, we're also Dalmach Mesnacher, it should happen again. Again, Mishamesh is Pam Rishon of Shneir Shlishis. You have to make sure it's not a fluke with this guy. But then, Mikavel, Ota Shamesh, Hachatildo Katsma. Then there's something, obviously, whenever you have a Chazoka, the whatever mentioned with three different men, it's happened three times. Right? That's a real Chazoka, and she's going to have to do some sort of Bedika, which we'll talk about. Okay? Rashi points out in the third source, the second Rashi, you have two Rashis on the same Diva Maso, the Tinosei La'acher. The second one says, the tulos is in the middle chazaka. For this, we need a chazaka three times. And he says, "Karav Shimon Gamliel." Okay, this is like Shimon Gamliel. We discussed that machlokas remedy of Shimon Gamliel and Yevamos of Samadal. Remember? So we discussed that earlier. So this is like Shimon Gamliel. And in all the gears, always says shlish at least three times. And no one says two times enough for a chazaka here because we follow Shimon Gamliel. Tosus points out again on Samadal and Altil Mas with Emenis. Rima Forest, I feel the Rebbe mode that Barov Akhmatashmish, the boy Gimel Zimna Lapluke. And Tosa suggests that even here Rebbe agrees. This goes back to the other Halundas, it's not a question of the pattern, it's a question of some sort of Halos. But anyway, Tosa says, Rashi seems to say we follow Shimon Wheel here. Tosa is saying in this case even Rebbe agrees. Okay. Alright, the question now is, how do we determine whether Roa Dam Akhmatashmish? In other words, how do we figure out? That is considered Bachmas Tashmish. When did you see the blood? Where did you see the blood? Or what happened? Okay. Now we spoke about the Hargosh. You could say she had Hargosh, but Hargosh, as we mentioned earlier, there could be what term do we use? I forgot the Hargosh covered. So the act of Bia. What term we use? I don't care. Blocked Hargosh, Nest Hargosh, whatever word is. So the Hargosh. So that Hargosh is not so simple. Okay? But the issue is going to be, so we don't have a direct Gemara, the Mishnah or Gemara that it tells exactly the details regarding determining how we know it's Machmas Tashmish for this case. for Rav Nachman's Tashmish. We do have a similar discussion regarding Dam that was found after Tashmish, based on a Mishnah earlier than Sefer, about the Mishnah Gemara, about the Yudalek. Okay? Now, the question we're looking at is how long, within what proximity of time, was this Dam found? That's the issue, right? That would render it Dam Machmas out. So 2 days later, okay, perhaps even 2 hours later, that's not necessarily Rav Nachman's Tashmish. Maybe she just got her period, okay? It didn't mean if there's a problem when I had Tashmish. That's the issue, right? Right, you understand what I'm saying? Or the issue is how long or what duration of time is it going to be called Rav Nachman's Tashmish? In theory, if a woman always gets her period after having Tashmish, but it's a couple hours later, that's no big deal. So what? That would not make it a problem for them to have Tashmish, right? So it's only a question of where we're concerned that the Dam was actually there during Tashmish. But that's our concern. Our concern is, do we have to assume that Dam that was found, the issue is, and that's what this mission is about, what this mission of the Dam is about is whether or not there's an assumption that Dam found after Tashmish was talking perhaps there during Tashmish at the with a big nafkamina, okay, because it was there. We assume Allah was there during Dam Tashmish, during the Dam was there during the Dam Tashmish. So then that means he was born neither Bishoge, but he's still born neither. Okay, so you have to bring in the both, have to bring in Korban Katas, right? You understand? So the Mishnah says as follows on the Dabar. We've seen this Mishnah already numerous times, right? Derek knows the Shom Bishamshos Bishnei Eid Bechalo Bechalo. All right. And Rashi explains, and we're going to stick to this. Rashi, echalo bechalo lekaneach la'acher tashmish, to clean themselves after tashmish. All right, but snus l'sachmas shlishi l'sachmas l'adim. But beforehand, Rashi chomer said chomer livdo lifnei tashmish, fine, okay. But that's snus, and Rashi explains it means he can use the same maiden more than one tashmish. That's kind of it. But here's the point for our purposes now. Nimza al Shalom. Okay, if the Dam was found on his cloth, or by extension on his body, on his Aver, okay, so then Temein, for sure. If we found it on his body, in other words, alright, if found it on his body of a man or on his thing, then we have to assume that it didn't come from him. Didn't bleed after having the Tashmish. It obviously came from her, which means that at the time of Tashmish, she was an Edom. So then, Temei and Mechayev and Karbon, okay? He's Tomei because obviously it was Dam Edom. She's Temei, it was obviously Edom Dam, and he's Tomei because of all Edom Shogi, right? So then, Temei, Mechayev and Karbon. Nimzal Shalor, okay? Again, it was found on a man, so obviously it was there during the time of Tashmish, with Karbon Chatzim. So it's found on her thing. So now it depends when you did this bedikah. With the man, even if it was found later on, okay, even if he discovered it, discovered on his bedikah cloth the next day, his cloth that he wiped himself with, or the garment that he wiped himself with, if it was Dam, then obviously it came from her. So you have to be a carbon, no question about it. Right? Because it didn't come from him. He doesn't bleed, right? So, unless he has a cut or something like that. But I'm not talking about that. Right? But if it was found on her, so now it depends. Woman, it depends exactly when the Dam was found. Okay? So, Nimzal Shalom, Osal Shalom, Osiom. Okay? Osiom means, as Rashi says, Miyad, immediately, Lachar Bila. Okay, immediately afterwards. It was found on her right away, so then Taka. Okay? It was found immediately, then after Karmachatos. Tomei and Karmach Karmach, same thing. Because they found it right away after Tashmish. It means it was there during Tashmish. And therefore, it was bold either, and he had to be Tomei. The previous Rashi said that Tomei for 7 days. Go see the Solomon, etc. Okay? So they have to bring a carbon. And they're both Tomei, that's the Tuma. Again, she's Tomei because now she's an either, that's for sure. He's Tomei because he was bold either, and the Pasuk when we discussed the beginning of the year also, see the Solomon, he has her status for the week. Okay, but they also have to bring a carbon. Carbon contest because we're not here to show you. That's if the Solomon's young. What was found somewhat after, okay, la'acharzman, then tmei misofik, okay, tmei misofik, then the sofik, Okay, it was unclear whether it was there during Tashmish, obviously, because it was now after some time. Maybe, it was, she knows she did it the week afterwards, maybe she got her period 15 minutes after Tashmish, but it wasn't there during the time of Tashmish. Okay? And the question now is, and it's maybe something. The guy says, Turban, our carbon actually warrants the Turban, our carbon, and we still have to bring the carbon, Ashur's Tali, rather, that's something. That's the side point. But, not very chattis. But Ashur Tali, when you're not sure, right? So that's it. Then the Gemara Mishnah asks, one second, Ezehu Achar Zman. How much time? You said if they found it immediately, Osiom, immediately, Miad, is one thing. La Achar Zman, well, all we know is, okay, all we know is, as Rashi, the second last Rashi, fixed on that Mishnah, La Achar Zman, La Achar Osiom, it's after immediately. Okay, it doesn't say how much after immediately, it's after immediately. It's post immediately. Okay? So, basically, that's what the Gemara is going to go through, and I can pick the whole Gemara, but there are three Zman to consider, right? Either it's immediate, it's post immediate, or it's post immediate, late, much later, right? It stops after a while, right? You don't have to keep saying post. But I mean, three Zman of Wahalok, there's immediate, there's right after, there's immediately after, there's a little longer, and then there's much longer. Okay, the question, how do we make that determination? Mar asks, Ezeo Achar Zman. So the Mishnah, Ezeo Achar Zman. So the Mishnah says, Achar Zman, Kadesh Tayreid Min Hamita Vitadiyach Panel. Okay, Kadesh Tayreid Min Hamita Vitadiyach Panel. She can get off the bed, okay, much time it takes her to get off the bed, Vitadiyach Panel, right? So Panel Shalamata, Toshin Saginor means, the part of the body when she bleeds in her face, Toshin Saginor. Okay? And when we leave, that's the mission, no problem. So again, what comes out is there really three dinim depending on the circumstances, right? Depending on the case. That if we're carbon chatas, which is a nuvada dinim avera, so then that's if she became a nida, if we know she became a nida during Tashmish, right? So therefore, if we checked immediately after, that second mamish immediately after, so then we assume or it's out on his thing. Again, we go with that point again. Nimzal shalom, that's the same thing with his thing. There's no time delay. It doesn't matter. Time passes. Time doesn't impact with him. Okay, but nimzal shalom or even shalom, but right away. So then you have to bring a korban chatas because we assume that the avodah is doing kashrus. She was told it was shogeg. If it's a little after that. Okay, then with the Sufik, right, the Sufik time, Nimshal Shal Achar Zman, the Mishnah says Sufik, and Sufik means to bring a carbon Ashur Tali, when you're not sure they did on there, on Maidu. And then there comes a point, even later than that, where we assume nothing, you don't have to bring a Chatos, because it was most likely not there, and we don't have to bring a carbon Ashur Tali, it's not even a Sufik, it's later on. Okay, so that's the background in terms of the initiative. Gemara, another page, 7, Gemara Beis quotes this, Ezeo Achar Zman. Okay, so we said Ezeo Achar Zman means what? The Mishnah, Kadesh Tayre Min Amita, time to get off the bed, so to speak, and then clean up. Okay, the Mishnah, the Gemara asks, so the Gemara asks, Ramina, what does this deal with? That's the Mishnah. The Brisa says Ezeo Achar Zman, Kadesh Toshit Yod Otachas Akar Otachas Akes, as we pitol aid the Tintopo. Enough time to just reach under the pillow. Or under the blanket or whatever, and examine right away. You don't have to get off the bed. It's less time. It's immediately, the mamish immediately, almost like she has the big cloth right there. She grab it and check immediately after he's published, right? That's less time than what the Mishnah said, because she has to get off the bed, right? That's less time. That's what the Rashi said, right? I look at 8. Rashi and the Yudalim base. Shatoshi, but oh no, Mita, she's still on the bed. She's right there. Okay, Hakadei should teirei shu rabo. The Eimet house bala kishar magamei slays. But if to get off the bed, that's later. That's already X number of seconds or minutes later to get off, and so on and so forth. That's a longer period of time. There, you wouldn't bring the tamei here. There, you wouldn't bring the carbon chatas. Right? That's all that's been said. So we have a steerer. So the understand a steerer? Right? It's a little more time. So Amar Chista Heizah resolves the steerer. My achar. Achar. Okay, a little later than that, with the Mishnah says Achar, and the Mishnah says Nimtzal Shalola Achar Zman, that means Achar, achar. As Rashi says, my achar, the son of Masnisin, Ezel, achar zman. Okay? Lava achar osyo, not right after immediately. Not immediately. What we always said before, it's post immediately. No, it's not that. Which is praying and suffering. Ela Ezel, achar zman, shu achar oso, shu achar osyo. Post, post. You see that in Rashi? You saw it, right? You got the sugar. In other words, it's post, post. That's what the Mishnah means. Shayna, that's. Kadesh Teri Ben Amitva. So there's no spirit. The price is talking about the first Akhar, post immediate. Okay? And the Mishnah is like post post immediate, a little bit later than that. That's how Krista dissolves the spirit. Okay? So the Gemara asks, Sonny Allah, Nimsal Shul Akhazman, Tmei, Misafe, Kapitur, and Akhola. A second, but the Mishnah said when Ezel Akhazman, okay, when it said Nimshal Shachar Zman, it says Tmei Misafek. That's not the post post. There's no Tmei Misafek in the post post. Okay, slot. Right, that's the one's kasha. But son, hello, Nimshal Shachar Zman, Tmei Misafek, Tumen Akorban. Ezel Achar Zman, Tmei Misafek, Tumen Akorban. Okay, Rashi, Behol Alo, Katoni, Alma, Tmei Misafek Koi. Tmei Misafek is the middle spot, right? There's Tmei Misafek, Tmei Misafek. We'll use Tumen for example. We'll get the Korban. Tomei Vadei. Tmei Vadei, Tmei Misafek, not Tmei at all. Those are the three Zman. That's immediate, post immediate, and post post immediate. Right? So the Gemara wants to say that the Mishnah was talking about, Rav Chisda wants to say the Mishnah was talking about the post post period. When the Mishnah said, enough time to get off the bed, and so on and so forth, that's, which is a little longer by period of time, that's already called post post. Okay, am I making it clear that it's post post post? Okay, so in other words, that's the post post immediate. But the Gemara says, well, 1 second, but it says that Tmei Misafek. Tmei Misafek is not the post-post period. Tmei Misafek is only the post period, right? So Hachi Kamar. No, here's how you read the Mishnah. Rashi says Chasur Metzer. I love those, right? Chasur Metzer. There's a remember in high school, the lacuna in the text. There's something missing in the text, right? Hachi Kamar. Okay. Ezo Achar Zman. What is Achar? That's Kedesh Toshio Takas Akar O Takas Akesa Sutito Eftido Bo. Uktation, comma, or period. Uktation, teribir amito nifpanea, that's a machokas, that's the other period. That's a machokas in Kiyun HaChamim, which I didn't print, that's the Vaita of Mishnah. Okay, that's the later time. V'achar kak, so this again, how can come? Here's the Surah Mesur. V'zeo achar kak shenech lo rukim HaChamim. Let's look at Rashi. Hachar, Surah Mesur, Hachar. Ezeo achar zman shem tmei misafek. That's Kadesh Toshi. Right? That's the right there in the bed still. Abu Shasa Kadesh Tere, that's the Mitame says that's like any other woman, the Mitame retroactively, and Mitame is both. Okay? And the Rekiva distributed that. That's not our issue right now. Hi, so the Gemara says, guys, keep following Rashi, but the Mishnah said, Acharka means the post immediate, not post immediate. Alma Kishasha Yosef Mikdesh and Terid with the Fligi, and then my focus is after that. So again, the Gemara reworks it. It's the Zeo Acharkach. I sure the Kishasha Terid. That's the Acharkach of the Machokas. Okay? Anyway, that's the Gemara. The Gemara concludes Rav Ashi Amar. No, he avoids this whole problem. You don't need to remix it or to reread it. Idi v'idi chad shiuru. They're both taught that the Kadesh Tered and Kadesh Toshin is the same thing. Either be the Chachiru, A Biyada, Kadesh Tered and Amito, Tefana, A Biyada, Kadesh Toshin, Yod Hazakar, the Sakhaz, the Kesu, Tito, the Tito. Matters whether you have the, whether she has the A, the right in her hand. I don't know if she's having the A, man, which is having Tashin, but okay, that's the case. Rashi says, A Biyada. Okay, she doesn't have to start reaching around for it. And A Biyoda, which she has to reach for, then it's the Tito Bodu Mitzvah. So it's the same time. Okay, Rav Chisda will say it's a different time, that's the Achar Achar, the post post. Alright, anyway, that's in terms of.
If it's not in her hand, then it's Achar.
If it's not in her hand, according to, if it's not in her hand, A Biyoda, okay, which she has to reach under, so according that's the Machokas. According to him, that's still Achar. But according to Rav Chisda, Afilo a biyada, if she has to get off the bed, that's called achara. Yeah, that's what this is. Rashi says, no, that's no hocus. I'm wrong, right? Okay. Now, anyway, what does all this have to do with us exactly? Because that's the, this is the case of, I mean, that's the case of checking, you know, when she checks. Well, Lamai said this touches or impacts our case of Rodan, also with Tashra. Okay, because the case in the Gemara, of which we started with, Adav Samachay, Amar Beij, Gahodas, Al Babar Allah, talking about a Rodan, not with Tashra. That's not talking about when you found it on the cloth, right? That's talking about the Mamish bled. Right, the simple reading of the Gemara, again, this Gemara in Dafidala is not talking per se about Ro Dam Mastashish. It's saying that a Bedika will reveal that there was Dam Mastashish, right, with whatever ramifications that yields, right? So then now it's a question, when did she do the Bedika and check the aid and so on? But good. But in the case that we started with, Ro Dam Mastashish, that's talking about not where you found, you know, in fact, a Kesem, right, where you found something out of Bedika, but rather, when it was actually sold out. So again, the halach is if the three straight times that they had the tashmish, it causes her to have dam, you know, that she feels when it comes out. So then they have to divorce, as we said. Okay? We'll see later, unless she can attribute it to a makkah. That'll be a substance, which, just practically speaking, if a case of raw dam after tashmish comes up, the overwhelming majority of the time it is a makkah problem. Today, I'm talking about. In other words, sometimes you have a case of a couple having intercourse and there's blood. Usually the rug will send me to go to the doctor. Okay, check it up. And that's the first thing I had a question so much, but she should go to her GYN, the gynecologist, and check, make sure she. Because most of the time, that's what it is. Very, very rare that it's actually done. I think, I talked about it more about rub, but I think it's very, very rare that. There's a real problem of Dam Mastashish. Most of the time, she should see a doctor determined as a makkah. That's in the lady. The Gemara says, we'll see later, can total makkah. Anyway, if you can't be total makkah, so now there's no makkah. We know there's no makkah. There's no makkah to be told on. So now we have a question. Okay, so Ro Dam Mastashish, that's a problem. And if it happens three times in a row, goodbye to this marriage, unfortunately, which, as we'll see in the subsequent. Sure, that we try to avoid as much as possible. I mean, we don't want to break a couple up. Really, if they can't have normal marital relations, then it's not going to be once in a while, you have such cases. So, again, the same time intervals that we discussed in this Mishnah will be applicable to that question.
According to Rav, don't you have to do Bdika always? Every time she has.
So we'll get to
if Amalessus will come to Rav, yeah, that's
right. But Amalessus also is the Ishlessus.
Oh, yeah, Rav is also. So Rav is both, yeah.
So this is Rav read this Gemara saying that she finds it in Bdika.
No, we were saying even if there wasn't, you found it during Tashmish, you know, when they came out, it sort of was done. She sort of done even before the Bdika, irrespective of the Bdika. That's what I'm saying. It was the case of Lord Dhamma was Tashmish, which is Mamish bleeding. You see blood, right? It's the Tashmish. Now, that's what I'm saying. If it's on his either, right, it's going to be the same criteria, the same rules, right? If the Dhamma is on her, on him, okay. You know, or she did a bedika right then and there, like the Koran, then you have a problem. Okay, then you have a problem. But it's going to be the same question, what do you mean right then and there? Right, it's the same issue as this Mishnah of the Dhamma. Well, how do we define right then and there? Okay, so we want to determine here is Machmas Tashmish, Mamish, Machmas Tashmish. Is it an account of Tashmish that this Dhamma came? Okay, we'll also see later, if you've been seen already, if it was a time of her expected period. Now, you're supposed to be Porish some of the vessels, we know that. But let's say they didn't. Okay, they didn't follow that day in the exact, then we had all Machokas, the right stuff. So, Dagmar will beat it. We'll do it anyway. I mean, some reject that analysis because we're not going to have a whole halakha discussion. People who are violating halakha, but Atul Bashiach is Kaskin, you heard that expression. But okay, we'll come back. My point being that if it's be told on something else, yes, she got a period because. This is a time, right? This is expected time. It should have had to be, but the question is, does that make it Machmas Tashmish? Anything to be told it on. But my point is that we want to determine here whether Machmas Tashmish is it Machmas Tashmish? It has to be caused of Tashmish. You know, that's really our, we're going to make this couple get divorced. You have to be sure that it's Machmas Tashmish, not something else. All right, so if we can find a way that, so there was a Machmas Tashmish. So, you know, if you can be told that the makkah is good, Okay? But the question is, how do we determine whether it was, you know, the tashrish itself, mamish, machmas tashrish? Again, if it was on him, well, can say there's no way out. Absent the makkah, I'm saying there's no way out. Where did it come from? Obviously, it comes and it happened three times in a row that he finds on him blood, so it means every time he goes in, there's a problem. And there's no makkah, so there's a problem. So, or again, if she did the bedikah right away, so then also, what are you going to do? It obviously came from that. But if she did the bedikah post right away, that same three-tiered concept, as we had in this mission, it's post right away, so then we can say, well, it's a suffix. Now, the truth is, in this case, the suffix won't help, the suffix also help with the end of the Raisa. So, because neither is the Raisa, so it's not going to help, even if it's post, even if it's not, if it's post, it's also going to be a problem. Okay, but if it's post-post, the third time slot, any post-post, and now we're talking about something else. And then we can assume that she would happen after, let's say, post-post, let's just for a moment, half an hour. Okay, she happened to have gotten her period after that. It's not machmas tashmish, is my point. Okay? The issue is the Mishnah of the Gal, our case, is based on the same question of for how long do we determine the dam to be machmas tashmish? You follow? That's the question of the Gemara. I wrote down machmas tashmish. For how long is it called machmas tashmish? So that's the parallel of the two sugyas in these different times. Okay, so we need, you know, so let's see. All right, so the Gemara so comes out if she had that case of Ruchista, the conclusion of that Gemara. Okay, if she has beyond or the eight, what was the language of the Gemara again? A biyada, okay. If a biyada, okay, she doesn't have to reach for anything. She doesn't have to do anything, right? She has the a right in her hand. It's very, very ready. As Rashi said at the end of eight, there a biyada she ain't not tzricha lo she yada tachas akar habishur but they should tear with the levosai. He said the same thing, okay. But whatever it is, if she has the aid at the time that they basically parish and they. And the act of intercourse is over, so then she checks right away. That's called immediate, right? But if they, if it's after that point, if she has to go down to look for the aid, or she has to get off the bed, that's a later time. So then it's going to be a different dinner. It'll be Ashton Tola. That's the post and so on. All right. Now there's an important rabbi which we actually saw part of this before. You look in the Balai Nefesh, okay. In Shahr Subdika, Sim Gil 9. Oh, Yesha Khar Shitsika Biko, because of Nika Kala, the Aroa Damah Masash, the Arkish, Shitsika Lindog Pam Rishono, Ushni Ushishis, the Mros and Kula Masul Shamish, the Husha Bodka Atma Kishir Vesses, what has he passing? The shorter Babaton. Kadesh Toshit Yad, Lataka Sakar, Lataka Sakas, and Tito Hay, Tito, she bought a Moshe Tola. That's post, okay, because Moshe Tola. It's not immediate. Immediate is what she had in her hand, right? She had to reach under, but he determines the reaching under is a shorter time. Again, Rav Chisda, who said the same? Rav Ashi said the same. But the Ravid says that the Kadesh Tosh and Yoda is a smaller amount of time. In that case, in Oshin Toli, then it's going to be usher for her to remain with him if it happened one three times. But after that point, after that small amount of time that it takes to reach. It's not biyada. Biyada is immediate. If I'm saying biyada is immediate, this is post immediate. If it's in a post immediate slot, you still have to say that's Rosh Hashanah because we're not sure, but it's enough to say that there's a problem with them. Aval achar kach, harei kamei say shenido shenem kamei bova. The enem uchzek is brought down by Tasha Rein and Sarah Sabala. If it's post, but it's after that amount of time, then forget about it. Then it's enero amount of Tasha. Okay, that's the right. You with me? Okay. That the Rambam Rashbam, the first of Bais Arf by Zayin Sharet Dalit, says Kedmuch Meshulis Parakam Adonida Ar Gemara Daf Yudalit quotes the Gemara fine, okay, and again I didn't present the whole Gemara, but he quotes the different Bais of the Gemara. Anyway, he also makes an important distinction of what it says in Tivdok. Look at the third line of Torah Sabayis, okay. lekinua olam dika amal olam mashma dika b'tom shir beses. Okay, doing an internal bedika is already after the time, because that takes a longer amount of time. Instead, the issue is kinua. We're talking an external examination. Kinua is an external examination, right? Your wife's clean. You look what's outside, as opposed to bdika, which is internal. Okay. So internal examination takes a long amount of time. Anyway, so ezel avad. Look at this. I just want to point out in the first paragraph I quoted. He says it's once you talk about the tivdok, actually tivdok, that's already post. But so kinua. That could be immediate or the first post immediate. Ezel akasman kedeshet teri v'amidu v'teponel. So he quotes the other way for the Ravid. The Ravid said in the second line kedeshet toshet yad, and he quotes kedeshet teri v'amidu, which is slightly longer amount of time as you mentioned. However, he concludes that he's not arguing with the Ravid because the tears of Ashi chad shiuru. He saw it for Ashi at the same time slot anyway. It doesn't make a difference. It's the same thing. Okay. And again, he says the last line, "Mistabu the tivduk the katan la tafka l'shet tekaneir." Okay, external. All right. Yeah, you mean, so according to the Ravid and according to the Rashbam, even though the Rashbam mentions a different time, but he says it's the same amount. It's a relatively small amount of time. Okay. The Rambam, it's a smaller mitzvah. It's kedusha toshiv yad l'tafka zakar. The Rambam hilchos shkogos parakel chavav, which we've seen also. Abol ishta shalom b'shas vesta. That's for sure, right? And suddenly v'ra'as adam mashmas tashmish. B'shas tashmish. Right, the Torah v'kobot chatas, make sure the ka'onis, it's ka'onis, right? It's not shogig. Because as the Rambam explains, we saw this already, right? This Rambam. Shogig means what? He should have investigated, he should have checked, and so he didn't do a proper, she didn't do a proper deacon, and so on. So that's shogig. And then the second line, if he shall talk with Jewish Makir, v'chakach, yeah, it's a talk kapar. I was there, Malul Lassos, Harry Tahorai. So, what's supposed to do here? She was a Tahorai, nothing to do. So, that's not even Shogi, it's Omnes. Well, the Ficha, on the third one. Bein Shanit Adam Alein Shalom, Bein Shanit Adam Alein Shalom, Peturin. Avalim Ovar Ubola Samoch Meveset, Vedima Shivo, Vifor Shkodim Shir Adam. He thought he beat it, and then Veras was not touched. And then Chaz Mekarbon Shuli Shkodim. La Ficha, Nit Adam Alein Shalom, Shane Tamekar Karbon, Nit Adam Alein Shalom, Kimcha Atzma, Yad, he uses Kim also. Then Kishapir Shabbat, the Lord Shos Hashem to have come. That's immediate, okay? Not post, but immediate. Now, post. In Shos HaKadesh Toshit Yodol Atachah Zakar or Atachah Ketzer Zatito Leduhu V'acharka Kinchas Hashem to have come. That's level two, post. In Shos HaKadesh even further, Kadesh Teri Barmito Dech Manev V'acharka Kinchas Hashem to have by the Tor. That's post. So you see, the Rambam spells it out. The Rambam says the Shogay, I'm sorry, the immediate post and post, and he defines post as being reaching under while still on the bed, and post is already coming down off the bed. Right, so that's like the Rambam. And it's really like the Rashbam too, except the Rashbam says it's the same. He says post is both. The two shirim that mentioned, the Mishnah, the Brisa, there are nothing down. That's all talk about post. And the Rambam says, no, getting off the bed is already post. Okay. However, let me show him disagree. I'll give it a little more time. Let's say for Truma, it's in Kuzayin. And again, he summarizes the Gemara. Okay, we can look. The first part talks about the Bedika, which we'll get back to. So look at the sixth line of the Sefer Truma, Sefer Kuzayin 12. Miyad la'achar tashmish o achar zman kedei sheteret min amita. He says teret min amita is Achazman, post. Not like the Rambam. Like the Rambam says, once she gets down, it's already post, by the Torah. Look at the last line of 11. The Rambam says, Yimshoah, Kadesh, Terebin, Amita. That's already by the Torah. Because that's post. And that's not what the Sefer Truma says. He says, Ani Vilshoah, Miyad, Achazman, Mishoah, Achazman, Kadesh, Terebin, Amita. Okay? We are also told in that case. Then he says, but it's more than that. Then okay, she's a nida, that's a different story. Our receives the same truma disagrees. And it's not a das yokin, according to the smart, in Lavinson Kufi the Aleph, 13, the parakon nida tarabonum, aro dam achatash, yon shiro dam miyad, machatash, or achazman, kidesha teri minamita. What is that? Either miyad is one, that's immediate. Achar Zman, post is Kadesh Nezeret Min Amito, Tidok Atzma. Okay? So he also holds that post. Shabakaf Chai Vashem Tolik. Alright? That's certainly been found on a history. He said away that. Bezein and Kori Bakhmas Tashmish. After that, that's the later time. Okay? And now the Zman. But the smart also taken this cotton, it's a very tiny gimel. It's all the base. So he says, Arisha wrote down a patch of shivazis, over teish and terim and amita. He also calls that the post is terim and amita. So, you have a machokas. Rabosai, what are we doing with the difference of 2 seconds? How long does it take to get off your bed? 5 seconds? If a minute, it's very unclear. And so the writer, 15. Tells us the following. Balei Nefesh, that same continuation. 15. V'yesh omrim she'ein aro b'dikin abikin achshav b'shurim halal. You saw this? Alright, the Ravid says, we don't know what. They're getting off the bed, they're reaching over, reaching under the pillow. Again, I just want to digress for a moment. We have to bear in mind that in the old times, they didn't have watches and clocks. Okay? I'm not going to work on today. People talk for it. Or Shkia, or my Zman, it's 7:52 in 10 seconds. The old days didn't do that. They weren't able to. The Rambam's Lashon by how long the candle had to burn, and he says, Kechatzi Shoah. Right? Kechatzi Shoah, which is, half an hour. So I once said, and others say this also, the Rambam by waiting for. To do the cheese and milk after flashes. He says, Kishe Shos. Remember that one? Kishe Shos. Kimo. Kimo She Shos. So people say, he doesn't mean the full 6 hours. They didn't have it like that. Not questioning. We've shown them. Here it means into the 6 hours. That's okay. Or finally into the second half of the row, the 5.5 hours. People wait like that. They brought down the farm. Okay, then here he meant the 5 hours. But I don't know if can you be the diet for the Rambam? Kishe Shos means. You know what it means, Sheshos? I don't think anybody says, but the Hanukkah candle, when he said Kechatzi Shah, means, it's also going to get Mo 15 minutes. Why do we say Kemo or Ke? Because you don't have an exact time case to measure. So here, we need to wonder, what is Kadesh Ta'av? How much is that? So they gave the shiur that people are familiar with, actions that people are familiar with. That's how much time. Kedehiluch meal. This is time. How it's hard to walk. People know more or less how long it took to walk a meal. Right, that's we today can operate with time, so watches and nice bottom, man. Anyway, so Balanev, the rabbi writes, okay, but practically, so then he doesn't make anything easier because of what he said. Hilcha calls Samuch Lebiya, anything near the act of Tashmish, in Bodko, Motzadam, Sarasal Baila, Aribechet, the Zorobach, Tashmish, and Mistabra Kamase. Well, What's our problem now? What's Samach? The rabbi helped us. We did help us. He helped us. We can avoid the Gemara's analysis of reaching over and this and that. But what's Samach? He says Samach. He always says so. He said. But in any event, the Shulchan Aruch passes. And our sermon here, Kufay 19, 16. Ish Asheros Adam Machmas Tashish Miyad. And he defines miyad as being the slightly longer time, the miyad is b'chdeishet hoshid, yodol atach lakav, after the kito ed lindog, the kareach atzma. He says that's miyad, okay? The miyad means, in fact, it is the more lenient view, right? It's only miyad if it's the lesser time, just to reach under, not getting off the bed, it's the more lenient view, right? So then Mishamesh is Gimel Pomash. You can have relations with men 3 times. The whole Gimel Pomash and 2 pros are done. Okay, or upon his thing. Okay, then Asul is Shamash in Balazer. And look, this guy is also Lachem. It's Lachem, Rostam, Rostam, Gimel Pomash and Tufim. Okay, and by the way, important word in Tufim. Come back to that. Okay, meaning that, it's Mamash every time. It's not that, one time we're all about that was Tashmish, then a month and a half later, the other time wrong. It means every 3 times in a row. Then Asur Shamash was a Baal, okay, Elot is Gagash is Asur Shishi, the very third guy. The Gagash Shishi was a Mahasash and Gagash Pomer Tzuvim. Then Lo Tiros Alach El Asur Lachol, Lachol, or Lachol, anybody, Hachat Tudo. But our boy is, quotes this rabbi, V'yesh Omer M'she'en Anu B'kiyin Ezen Mikrim Machmas Tashmish, K Ki'ein b'kiyin b'shir hadisko. We're not so familiar with the time, exact time of this shir. Lachain, he quotes the right, kol shiroi gimel pomen somo patashmish, b'kir ledidan machmas tashmish v'nesaro b'aylo. If it's somo patashmish, so she's also to her husband, it's called roedam machmas tashmish. That's the right. Okay? Now he adds a couple of other ha'aris, which we'll come back to again. He says, Eilu gimel pomen tzichlos v'tzufim. It's got to be continuous, like we said. And the second line, v'ein chilek b'ein yiros gimel pomen v'yad sheniso. Doesn't matter if this happens the first three times if they're married, or iskalka v'akarkach yiros gimel pomen. That doesn't make a difference. Okay. And then he ends by saying, kol zeh lo mayra yiros some of atashmish. Yiros some of atashmish, then lo neso mayra. V'muteres lo lachar tarasot amin. Fine. Well, okay. So that's the Ramchal Amor. Good. The Shach in Sifat Aleph says Miyad is Shir is Bashir Zeh. Okay, and it doesn't have to be even the post time, right? The post, not the immediate, but the post. He says Kevin the Hoysa Chayvas Lashon Tolim Mikuro Machmas Tashrish. But the middle case, the post case, since you have to bring Lashon Tolim, that's called Roa Machmas Tashrish. Achar she is in Torah. Okay, after that point, not a problem. All right. He also adds the end of the second line. Avo yibodka miyad achar tashmish lo motza kum. If she checked herself right away and didn't find anything, v'charka cross afilu tok she is in, and then she saw dam even within that time. But then lo mikiro tashmish, because we have a empirical evidence that it wasn't the Tasha, because we say post is a problem. Why? Because they make an assumption, at least the Sophic, right? In the post, because the assumption was it was there. But if you know, you did a Bedika, and you know it wasn't there, now it's there, it's in the post window, it's in the window of the post time. So you don't have to come also because you have evidence the other way. Because the post should have your own, and so on and so forth. So that is. Okay. Vani Mosif, he says, the Chayn Mashal, ahead of the arrived, he said, with Bala Nefesh. Okay, he quotes this Rashi that we saw it before. Okay, that is, you know, the Aser and her husband. What the Shach is emphasizing, you saw the Shach. What the Shach is emphasizing here is trying to show you that the middle time, the post time, for which you chayav Ashton Tolly, that's enough to be called Machmas Tashmish. That the Aser and husband makes me suffering, like the deal with the rice. So he says that it's in the Rashi. We saw the Rashi before. That was back in when was it again? 9. Right, he quotes this right. He says, "Zelushon harod damach mitashrus asur l'shamesh v'rushabot kozvim nishon toshin yod l'tan v'kar kolmar b'chdei shi'e ba'al oshem toli." Aval acher kach, it's like a regular nida. So then, there's not a problem. All right. So let's see what else on the group. Yeah, Achashir Tibesh Toshin. No, the animals have Roma Katashin. After the Shir of Kadesh Toshin, then she's not called Roma Katashin anymore. Okay? But we assume that, like the Ravid, like Roma calls the Ravid, they call some of Katashin Mikuroa. Alright? He says the obvious in Rabbah. That's Vadai, and she saw some of Katashin for a longer period of time. Okay. But again, the whole question is, you see a whole bunch of different opinions of what's meant by Samach. Okay, starting with the concept of the first Tzvi, Makor Chaim, So Shira Samach is our Agar idea. We know the word Samach, the Mishnah Pesachim. We can hear Arab Pesachim, Samach Lamincha. What does Samach Lamincha mean? Half an hour. Okay? Over Kamaduch, Pesachim, and various other places, Samach means half an hour. That's the first sheet that he quotes in the first three. And he says, that's also the sheet that is Divrei Chaim. Right? That's the Sons of Rav. Okay, or Chaim Halberstam, the Sons of Dynasty. So that's the Divrei Chaim. So he says, that's, he says Kich, he says Chatzishah, it says the first three, and he says Kich Chatzishah, but whatever it is, anything he says within half an hour, that's a tremendous definition of post. It doesn't become post, it's not immediate, but it's post, but it doesn't become post until after half an hour. That's summer. Yes, then. Okay, so that's one sheet. But Nachal Eshkol. Nachal Eshkol is a Rishon called Sefer Eshkol. You know about him? We've quoted him once in a while. He was the father in law, actually, of the rabbi. And I mentioned him once, he's also called rabbi sometimes. Even though his name was the rabbi, the Baal HaSogos, and Ramos, Avraham David. Avraham Ben David, right? That's the sense for Rabbi. Rabbi of Post Square, right, so the rabbi. So his father-in-law wrote a sefer called the Sefer Eshkol. He was also called Rabbi. His name was Avram, also, but he was called Rabbi Avram Av Bezdin. So Avram Av Bezdin also got conflated into the rabbi. Okay, that's why sometimes it comes to a steer. The rabbi says, the rabbi said that. It's a steer. No, it's a steer, two people. Right? There's actually a third rabbi. Rabbi Avram Ben Dov, who was the sister, a traveler. Also sometimes quoted. All right, anyway, you know. So anyway, so there's a Sefer Eshkol, that's written by the father of the rabbi, who's Avram the Abbezit. So there's a parish of the Sefer Eshkol called Sefer Nachal Eshkol, named by Rabbi Tzvi Ben Yamin Auerbach, an important German rabbi in the 1900s. I mention this because he wrote a parish on Sefer Eshkol, right? So he got this manuscript from somebody. So there was a, later on, there was some pick book about whether what he had was actually authentically from the Eshkol or not. So it's a different, more modern edition now, the Sefer Eshkol, which is in the Rabbi Yonah Shalom Halbig, who in the introduction says that this is Rabbi Auerbach. He says he was dishonest, you know, and he stuck in his own stuff and claimed this was the Eshkol, whatever. And other people defended it. He may have been, no, he wasn't dishonest, but he thought it was the Eshkol. Maybe it wasn't, you know. So, interested in that subject. There's a Rabbi Soloveitchik, Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik, Rob's son. You don't talk about the story. So, he wrote, they printed a couple of volumes of collected, it's called collected letters, collected essays. You don't talk about this, collected essays. So, one of the collected essays, yeah, there's a footnote, a discussion about this, Sir Binyamin C. Harbach, who had a good name, he was a prominent Rabbi family, and Pastor Shalma, he was distort the Eshkol, and whatever. But his commentary is called Nachal Eshkol. Okay, on the Sefer Eshkol. He writes that it's 15 minutes. Reva Shah. Okay, Reva Shah. So he comes out, he figures that out 15 minutes. Ulam is Sefer Pre-Deya. Pre-Deya is from the Orachayim. Chayim Ibn Atar, Orachayim Akash. And put it as the Swarman Halacha Tilt. Pre-Tar. Anyway, the Pre-Deya, he writes on this Simon. Hey, Vidiva Korchayim brings the 30-minute sheet and he says it's not correct. And that's not what Samach always means. Okay? Here we're trying to. What does the Mishnah say is the maximum time? Right? It's talking about reaching under the pillow to get some. That's not 30 minutes. Right? It's a stack of stuff. That's 30 minutes. Okay? He's right? So Yaladash is Yosef or Reva Shah. It can't be more than a quarter of an hour until they finally look for it. Hey, it can't be more than 15 minutes. You tell me the word Samach? Yeah, it's true. In that Mishnah Pesachim, Samach means Samach, and Mincha means half an hour. But the other times we have Gemara is that, for example, he says, Smichas Gula Tvila. Right? So Tarak Lismach Gula Tvila. I don't know what it did. Here we say, well, as long as you said Shmoneh Esrei within half an hour of saying Baruch Hashem, God Yisrael, you're okay. Smeichus will too. I thought someone means half an hour. So it can't be. Obviously, they're different other times, but it doesn't mean that. Okay? Or Teichav with Smeichus, or Teichav with Tils of Dai Broch. It's like the Broch, right? Right after, not half an hour later. Okay? He says it's something. And what is that? So some say Tok de Hiluch Kof Beis Amah, which is how long it takes to walk 22 Amahs. Okay, now how long is that? So it's about you walking an Amah in half a second. Okay, so 22 Amahs is about 12 seconds. So still two. But Moral Machmas Tashmish, he says that we should take the shorter amount because the whole thing is Drabbanan anyway. Take the shortest shear. Alright? Rav Shlomo Kluger quotes. Say for Shari Tara. He said they didn't tell us what Samacha means, but he said it means to me, Hil Chapez Amma is not that long, 15 seconds. 12 seconds. He said that's what Ramon said, half six minutes until time. The same thing here, Chapez Amma. Okay, and others say Rebbe Shah, 15 seconds, longer than that. 15 minutes, right? 15 minutes, yeah, Rabbi Shah. Okay. Then he says the chew is more ba'alos, another shita, his shosa kashir bia, the minimum amount of time that's not that long either, a couple minutes. Okay, 3-4 minutes. Minimum shir bia. Okay. Others say it means chatzi mil, which is 9 minutes. Alright? And of course all these some are obscure sarm, which he knew. Sometimes can't find it. Anyway, he says some of the tajdash and the beginning the chol ayosef show up was 3 minutes at maximum. Show of tacos 5 minutes, 3 minutes. You know, I think the so what is it? What is the consensus? All right, there's a rabbi that says the same over here. Okay, and he says chafes amos. Is Rebbe Daka. Rebbe Daka is 1/4 of a minute, 15 seconds. That's why it's called 15 seconds. Rebbe Daka. So basically, Somoch, you have a range of shittas from 15 seconds to half an hour. Alright? So some say 2 or 3 minutes. After 2 or 3 minutes, that's not called post anymore, and that won't be a problem. So the growth of Dafakastash is only going to be within a short, relatively short period of time. After that, it's not, you know, it's not growing, it's not my pistachio. Just as an aside, okay, and the bottom line is you compare it to Smicha, Soma Chamincha, half an hour, you compare it to Soma from Dilzanai, which is only a matter of a couple seconds. Okay, Rebbe Shah, Rebbe Daka for 15 seconds. That's really what it comes down to. All right, so here you have the different shittas. 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, the different shittas. And we assume that, again, we assume today, let's go over again, we assume today that if, again, if the daf is on him, then we're in trouble. Okay, but if not, so most likely it's a maka, go check it out. But I think the shear of just a few seconds, 15 seconds is the accepted view. Okay? Now, let's go back. The Ravid writes in 19, the Bala Nefesh, something else, but same section. The old Tobin Gatavis. He said, I'd come at the time. Okay? With me, we got all straight out of time. I've got a time. Now, the writer says something else. And this is similar to what we said already in the name. The old Tobin Gatavis, Kilo Necho Shalor Rodamach with Tashvish, Ache Yulot Barea Salzer. We don't consider her a Rodamach with Tashvish, or to be in the Talich, in the process of Rodamach with Tashvish. Achiyul Barez. He said, look carefully at the Moshe of the price. He said, Mises, Raw Sadam, Achot Tashmish, Mishameshes, Pamishon, Oshlishes, Bikamelech, Oshameshes, you have to divorce this guy, go around the guy, etc. Right? So 1 second. What's he saying? He says, if someone gets married, okay, then they get married. Mises. Yeah? And then Raw Sadam, Achot Tashmish. And she saw Damach was Hashish. She can then do what? Simple reading the text. She then do what? Have intercourse 3 times. Meaning that first one didn't count. Right? See what I'm saying? First one didn't count. Because it says, Nisei Zerah Sadam, Machmas Hashish. Mishamesh is then, Pam Rishon Shishish. We come up with the Shalmei Chuk. Shalmei Sefer, Yesh HaVes Tolbez, the Shalmei the Reish of Yishem HaVes in the scheme. Ba'afilo Hoki, Katonik Nisei, Zerah Zadah Ma'amas Hashish Mashma, the primary shows, and Mishamesh is the primary shows, the same shows, Mashma, the Kamaisa, La Mignonei, Alma Meikar, Lo Vodka, Lo Chaisha. You know, this proves he knows the check, when they show how he knows the check. You know, it's a different point, that we discussed that already. All right, he was the name of Mishra. Ushpan Reshe the Messes, Nami Hilab, the Sial of a Reyes, and the Ross of Dab, some of a Tashlo, and the Chaisha. That was the Rabbi, remember? He said it has to be a Reyes, so it says the same thing here. Okay, there's got to be something that alerts our attention, there's a possible problem here. But that first time doesn't count. So says the Rabbi. However, the Rabbi disagrees. You look at the Rabbi in Surah Biyah, Paragala, Chof, 20. Mi Sheros Adam Mishar Tashmish, Hareza Mutar, Mutar Shamash Kishatitaher, Pam Shnia. She can now do it a second time. And she sees Dab again, then Pam Shlishes. So what do you see in the Rambam? First one does count. He says, if it happens once, she can now have Tashmish a second time. Okay? So the Rambam clearly doesn't agree with the Rambam. It's similar to Rambam. And it was needed to parak Baba Oskar Zayn, 21. The Rambam writes, Misharos Adamish has Tashmish Pam Rishon Oshin Shishis, the Ein Shom Dover Lissos Bar Ezut is Garish. But he says he did it 1, 2, 3. Okay? Muteres and also Shani. Nisus was Shani, Ross Adam Kachmish has Tashmish. All right? Pam Rishon Oshin Shishis. Ezut is Garish. So that's how to do without, etc. So, the Machok Rishon really, whether the first one counts or not. So here's something interesting. Well, how does Shohar seek to Paskin? Look back to the Mechaber here, Kufay Zayin Zivalev. What does it seem to Paskin like? 16. Right? Isha Sharos Adam Machim Tashmish Miyad, etc., etc., Pan Miyad. Mishamesh's Gimel Pamim. So what does that sound like? The rival, right? The first time, it's a Ross Adam Machim Tashmish. She now has the right to Kanecha in the Shamesh, give a poem in the other line. You see the connection? Right, that sounds like the private. No? It sounds like the right. However, that sounds like the right. However, now, you look back, I printed again, in the previous, in the Kuf Pei Vav, remember that mysterious Sif, to the Kuf Pei Vav, Sif Hey. Which I said was preview of coming attraction. Look what it says there. Now we've been dying. Im Ros Adam Machmas Tashmish Shalosh Pomim Ritzufim Asur Lashamish Olam Osabal Bis Bobisim Achach Shachayze. What does it sound like here? Sounds like Rav. All right. So it's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch here is much like the Rav because it says Isha Sharos Adam Machmas Tashmish etc. Mishamish Gimel Pomim, meaning three times after that. The first one doesn't count. And it wasn't exactly a replica after all. Remember I told you why did replicate, why did it say that? So now we come to this and maybe there's a difference. Of course, the problem is it's both authored by the same person. So we may no longer have our question, why did it have to say it? There's a different sheet, but now we have a steer in the Mechaber, right? The follow up, see the steer. There it says, the Kuf Pei Vav, it says, he rose down, he rose down, he rose down, three times. Not the first, it's the other three times. That's why the Ramadan Ba. So it's a little bit Tzarkian. Okay, but we'll see the post can deal with it. Let's just read a little bit. I'm not going to finish, but okay. No little bite. The Taz, the Kuf Pei Zayin, Sukkot Aleph, Mishamesh is Gimel Pomin, okay, says the Taz, Im, Pirish, Im Oso Tashmish, Shirok Var Dam Machmot. So, with the first one being, first one counts. Okay, but that's we pass like the round and round back. The shop also said the front days were important. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, what about this one? So the shach got bays also gimel pamim im harishon the hainu owed bays pamim. Okay, so that's a yield also like the rabbi like the rabbi. Torah's a shomim in Sukkot bays is not quite as convinced. Okay. There's a shomim, it's a kohen beis, b'shamesh and shalosh pamim, the hainu owed beis pamim, that's the priest of the taz, and the shah, and he said that's the tourist of the Rambam, okay? And he says, because the Rambam fixed up the language, clearly, right? Misharos and Daf Shachar is what tells us to turn palm shnia, and then again palm shlishes. Okay, but the problem is the Rambam is good; he changes the language of the Gemara. Look at the third line of the Torah Shachar. Avatur Amechaber Shetiku Loshon Shas. Nearly the Daf become our Mishnah, which is old Gimel Kol Malover Bilei Rishona. Says the Torah Shachar, good for the Rambam. That's his shita, but that's not the way Mechaber quotes it. Mechaber quotes like the Gemara. The simple word of the Gemara is. It's after three times. Okay, it's another three times, means after one. Not with the Bilei Rishon counting. For Prata, the Mechaber should why is the Torah so want to die this way? Because usually or often the Mechaber's derech is to quote the Rambam's Lashon. How many times have you come across in Sefer Shomar that the Shomar quotes the Rambam almost verbatim? Very often, right? Very often. The Rambam was verbatim. Here, the Rambam fixed up the language to make a smooth fit that the first one counts, and you can now go and have Tashmish a second time and a third time. But says the Tarsha Shomim, very good, the Rambam did that, but that's not the way that Yosef Kara quoted it. He quoted the language of the Gemara. Okay? And therefore, maybe it's Dafka. Okay? You like the Rambam. All right? So, he quotes the old Rambam. So, yeah. So then he says, "Emes of two lines down." He says, "Don't be astonished." The rabbi to present it that way, and he said, "That's a simple reading of the text." Well, but Emes arrived at Ozul Shitoso, the pasuk Shom Dafil Isha Einlevez is Einat Zuchav Dika. He said, "How could you have it? Because if it happened once, why should shouldn't be require Bedika? No, remember the rabbi was Shitoso didn't require Bedika. He was among the Mekila. He didn't need a Bedika." All right, the rabbi was Shitoso. Where is it now? He says, "Val Tishman, the rabbi who saved Baal Nefesh, says, quotes the rabbi, and he was one who holds the Shitoso. The pasuk Shabbatil Isha Sheima, but the ain't a legal about it. All it's in time to lack a tashu. The ain't a choshesh is all about a tashu. Call hecha the like a reyasa. That was exactly the rabbi's point. If you remember from the previous year." Right? When there's no reyasa, so there's no problem, no bedikah required. Al kain riyah kamaisa lav minyana. That's why he says the first doesn't count. But the Rambam, well, you keep saying minyana, right? The Rambam holds, aval Rambam shapos tafilin shigeshu meset, shirka bedikah katashmish, dechashin lo amah katashmish, al kain posta riyah shalom vada counts. Right? So it works out, but she tells them. Get it? So that's the Torah of Shabbat. Tur, to who were in the previous sinnet, the Bay's Palm of Ri Rishona Sagi Hanabish Levesis. Okay, the Rudy the Dikakatashis. Therefore, the first one is included. And over here, he's talking about Ishiyesh Levesis, who doesn't have to do Bdika, therefore he did another three. You see what he does? The Tarz Hashem is resolving the Stira. Right? So we had the Stira, the end of Kuf Peivah was much like the writing, that the first one doesn't count. And in the Arisim and Kuf Pei Zayin, Zipalav, it's much like the Rambam and Rambam, and the first one does count. So the Torah Shoshon says, well, what's the case? He says, based on this issue of the Medikas, okay, you could say that the first Simon in Kuf Pei Vav, there's no requirement of the Medikas. We're talking about Isha Sheyesh Leveses. Isha Yesh Leveses doesn't have to do the Medikas. Therefore, it could happen the first time. Okay? And if there was no Bidika. So therefore, now you need another three, because that's the Reyes, so which is going to now prompt us to have to do Bidikas. Right? Because we're talking Isha Sheyesh Lovesis. But here in our Simon, he says over here, we're talking Isha Ein Lovesis. Right? Here in the Kuf Pei Zayin. What did you say? Yeah. Here we're talking Isha Ein Lovesis, who needs Bidika Achar Tashmish. Okay? So therefore, the first three of Rishon counts. So that's how he resolves this theory. Yeah.
That would make sense, but the Ravid says because you need three times, you need three extra times, that's a proof that there's no Bedika Lifnei Tashmish.
Right.
And the Torah Sash Shlomim says because the Ravid holds you need
Bedika Lifnei Tashmish,
that's why you need three extra times.
That's true. That's something to think about. It turns around.
I think. I mean, you could say the right side.
Yeah, well, that's right. Okay. Anyway, all right. I guess we can we'll stop. I want to finish. We'll finish this a little bit. I believe that I'll leave 2 weeks today. Okay.
Okay, because it was all about them. So that's all there is, right?
You're sure here now?